Hello, everybody. I thought, since I've had so much fun hearing everybody answer my silly questions, that I would go ahead and answer them myself. Because why not? It's late here, and I want something to do. I apologize if you hear rain and thunder. It's storming like a motherfucker outside. So, yeah, you're gonna hear crashes of thunder and, yeah. But you know me, I love rain, love storms, so it has me in like a really good mood. And that's the other reason that I'm answering these questions, because I'm in a really good mood tonight. So. Oh, God. And I'm reading the questions now, and I'm thinking, I wrote this shit, and now I'm going to answer them. God. Okay. All right. Well, that is really, really, really starting to rain outside, like, really heavy. I'm hoping I don't have to re-record this. Fuck it, if I do, I do. Okay. Question one, what's the oddest audio that has turned you on? Okay, there have been some strange ones. Well, you know, thing is I don't really consider like anything full on weird or odd. It's just if it's odd for you, like something that doesn't normally turn you on. So that's kind of like what I think when I wrote that. I probably didn't phrase it right, but you know, still, there have been a few. I think, obviously I've mentioned before the Vor, recording that was out where like the girl eats the snake and it like grows inside of her. And, that one, it was odd for me. Like, it's not something that I would have listened to. But the man who recorded it, his voice was just amazing. So it turned me on. There have probably been quite a few, of high no names, daddy little girl ones that have turned me on, and that's not really my, my thing, but his do. There are probably quite a few out there, that Vocarider has done that are definitely not my thing, but yet turn me on. There was a very recent one, and wow, I'm pulling up way too many here. There was a recent one that was dog rape audio that I listened with someone on the phone with someone, and we both listened to it just because we were in a very fucked up type mood, and we're like, you know what, let's listen to the thing that we know isn't going to turn us on. And we ended up getting very turned on. I'm going to say it was because we turn each other on a lot. And that's why. But the girl who did the recording has just a really amazing voice. And like, she begs really well. And she just, she's fucking hot. So, you know, I'm not into bestiality, but that one, yeah. So I think those are the odd ones. I have some kinks that are a little odd, and so audios come on, maybe they're not the most popular, but I enjoy them. Like, well, the hysterical literature ones, I think a lot of people like, but there was one a while ago, by someone who's not, a contributor to GWA anymore. But he does still make audios, and he did one where he, got off while he was rapping, and if any of you have heard it, you know which one I'm talking about, and that was, yeah, that one's fucking hot. I like that one. I like that one a lot. That's, yeah, I don't know if that would be considered odd. Well, I've done that. I've sung while getting off before, and it's very odd, I guess. Yeah. Sorry, rambly. I'm really, really rambly tonight. I was supposed to just pick, like, one audio. Oh, God. Yeah, probably the dog fucking one is the oddest one that's turned me on, but there are just so many. I get turned on so easy. It's easier to pick out what doesn't turn me on than to try and figure out what does, because as many people know, I get turned on by people being turned on, so yeah. Anyway, moving on. I apologize right now for what's most likely going to be a very long audio, because I'm apparently rambling my ass off tonight, and I'm only going into the second question, so I am so fucking sorry. Okay. Is there anyone in your regular life that you wish knew about your recordings? You know what? I don't think so. I don't think there is, and I don't, well, no, I really, well, actually, no, there is. I would love it if my sister-in-law knew, just because I know it would piss her off, and I would get the most pleasure in just making her horrifically uncomfortable, because it would just make my day. That said, I'm not going to tell her, because, well, I'd rather just keep it to myself. That's fucked up. I know that's fucked up. That's probably as mean as I am. Like, I would want my sister-in-law to know, just so it would fuck with her. That's like the, I think that's like the meanest thing I've ever said, and I feel horrible now thinking that I would ever think that. Oh my God. Besides that, there really isn't anybody. If I were, like, with someone, they would know. I mean, I don't think there's, like, anybody that I'm sexually attracted to that doesn't know, just because that's, why not? Hell, my fucking parents know that I do this, and they're cool with it. They actually are proud of me, because I found something that I really love doing, and I'm happy when I do it, and they know I'm happy, and they're very proud of me, so, yeah, that is, sorry for that weirdness, because now you all have that in your head, and I apologize. I also apologize for all the apologies that will most likely be in this audio. Okay, fuck it, moving on. Have you ever acted out one of your audios with a significant other? If not, would you, and which would it be? Okay, I haven't acted out any audios with a significant other, and if I could, so many, probably every one of them, I would want to do. Probably all of the audios that I've done that were, well, all of my audios I'd want to do, but specifically if I had to choose, in particular, oh, fuck, there's just, I apparently have too many. You know what, I think that the two that I would like the most, that I did were, and it's just because they're kind of flips of each other. One is, the night I made him mine. I would love, like, to have my significant other come home and, just, like, have me completely take control and just, you know, take what I want. the other one is the waking up tied to the bed, with the vibrator inside of me. I would, of course, want to do a bit more than that. Not just the vibrator. But I like those. Beyond that, like, there's, the hand job from behind. I would really like to do that. I think it'd be nice that's just always something that I want to try. I want to soothe someone like that and just get them off nice and slow and calm, you know? So, and there's like the going down on a woman the first time, going down on the guy the first time. All of the spanking ones, plenty of the Hitachi, the hysterical literature. I really want to do hysterical literature with somebody, from both sides, like myself, them trying to get me off, or, well, getting me off, I really don't think there's much try there, getting me off while I'm trying to read, and then vice versa. Yeah. I don't really think there's any audio that I've done that I wouldn't, want to do in real life. So, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Would you have sex on national TV for $1 million? God, I wrote this question and I never thought about it. I don't actually think about how I would answer the question before I write it. And even after I write it, I don't think about it until I actually read them in thinking that I'm going to answer them. So, would I? Yes. I would have no moral issues with it. That would not bother me one bit. I would, what the, sorry, I, in the background, on mute, on my TV, I have Workaholics on, and if you know this show, you know it's, like, so fucking hysterical. I can't hear it, but it's still making me laugh every time I look up, so, anyway, okay, back to what I was saying. I would have no moral, issues with having sex on TV. I think the only thing that I would be worried about was just the fact that how much of me would be shown, just because I think I'm, like, so not an attractive person. I would probably have to, like, work out constantly for the next year to year and a half to get my body to where I'd be like, yeah, I would be perfectly fine flaunting myself on TV. Once I was at that point, fuck yes, I would have sex for $1 million. Now, there have been a few people who have said, where would it be shown? Would it be places that would not show it until late? No, prime time, worldwide. So we're talking height of it being on air. Everybody's going to see it if they tune in. That's how I interpret this question, which is my question, so I can interpret it however the fuck I want. That's how I'm doing it. So there is no way that you're going to, like, skip through and you're going to be shown in all your naked glory, face, everything, all of it. I would still do it if my body looked 100 times better than it did now. As of right now, no, I would turn it down. Get the body I want. You can give me $1 million. I'll have sex. Sure. Yeah. Okay. If you had to receive 5 hard spanks on your ass for every time you lie, little white lies count, would it keep me from lying or make me lie more? Wow, this is, like, the hardest question. I would so fucking lie all the fucking time. Are you kidding me? I would lie. Even stuff that, like, I don't need to lie about. Like, you know, I know it, they know it. It's like, oh, what time is it? It's 3 o'clock, but I'm going to say it's 3:15. Oh, now I have to get spanked. I would lie all the time. All the fucking time. I mean, it would just, there would be no, and my ass would be red and raw just all the time. And that's just because I love getting spanked. So I don't lie. I am the worst when it comes to lying because I have the most guilty of conscience. And I would still lie, but they would be lies where the person knows as soon as I say it that I'm lying. And they would all know that as soon as I say it and I'm lying, it's because I want to get spanked. So yes, it would make me lie. So much. Yeah. Okay. Now the infamous number 6. which I have loved every single answer to this question. This was the question that I wrote first, and then I just like, that's such a fucked up question that I have to write all the other questions so I can put it out. So I did. So, which would you choose and why? Molested by a ghost, fucked by a Bigfoot, or probed by an alien? I love this question. Okay, not probed by an alien, because aliens fucking freak me out. They don't freak me out. Actually, I have no issue with the whole alien life form thing. What freaks me out is unsolved mysteries as a child, and all those, like, people getting abducted and shit. Oh, God, so creepy. So creepy. So when I think of probed by an alien, I hear the unsolved mystery music in my head, and I get freaked out. So scratching that one. Fucked by Bigfoot. Okay, the reason I chose that, there is porn out there. I don't know where you would find, I'm assuming that it's actually a porn, but I saw it on, like, HBO or Showtime or something, so it wasn't, like, actual porn. They, like, cut out the actual shots of, you know, penetration and stuff. But I think it's this, oh, fuck, what is it called? Something, like, it has sweet in the title, something sweet and Bigfoot, I can't remember the name of it, but it's this porn, and I put air quotes around it, where these people, like, go on this camping type trip where they're, like, studying the natural habitat of this creature that's out there, and it turns out it's Bigfoot, which is really just a dude in a gorilla suit, and it's so good, and so... ends up at the end. Anyway, okay, there are scenes where, like, Bigfoot is jacking off to the girls, you know, sunbathing naked. There is a scene where he, like, rapes a dude who's also in a Bigfoot costume because he thinks that it's a female Bigfoot, which is fucking awful, just awful, and it's, like, the worst scene I've ever seen. It's so stupid. It's comedic done, but still. hence the, you know, fuck the Bigfoot. But anyway, in the end of the movie, the main character, she ends up, like, meeting Bigfoot and fucking him. And the little bit that they, like, show you, I don't know where they got, like, the obvious dildo for Bigfoot, because no man is that big, and it was just hysterical. But she ends up, like, she ends up, fucking Bigfoot, and in doing so, I think, like, the full-on ending of the movie is, like, he gives her this weird little thing that she, like, puts inside of herself. That sounds so disturbing, but it, like, creates orgasms and stuff. It's so stupid, but that was what I was thinking in my head, and I just went on, like, a little... I don't know what that would be considered. I just told you about a porn that I saw, so there you go. That was a little porn review. But anyway, that was what I was thinking with the Bigfoot thing. And if it's that Bigfoot, I would fuck that Bigfoot. However, I would pick Molested by a Ghost. And it's because there is a book. Again, my God, I have stories for all of these questions, don't I? I apologize again for the length of this. There's a book by Anne Rice. I think it's called The Witching Hour, but I'm not positive if that's the one. But it's in the sequence of books about the witches. And there's this one scene where the one witch wakes up with this spirit that is there touching her. And what commences is quite a few pages of some of the best smut I have ever read. Google Anne Rice book, ghost sex scene, which is, I don't know, just add a bunch of stuff and try and find it. It's hot. So, for me, it would be Molested by a Ghost, and I would enjoy every moment of it. Yes. Okay. You can only be fucked or fuck one hole. I apologize for putting ass pussy mouth. I felt like I had to at least make it the preference of those three holes. I mean, there are no other holes that you can fuck on the human body unless you get really, really freaky. And hey, if you want to get that freaky, go right on ahead. Shout out to Tom Like a Bomb for his answer. I really enjoyed his way of getting around that for the titty fuck, because I want to do that. I really want to do that. And I didn't think of that, or I probably would have added that in as one of the things you had to choose. But anyway, I enjoyed that. I couldn't, like, add it in, because technically, I mean, your tits aren't a hole, even though you put them around like that. So, but that was a really great way of getting around that question. And also, sexually specific, I really liked how both of you were able to find kind of a loophole of your one day of the year to fuck anything you want is your birthday. I will allow it, and I will be happy with that. Now, if it's me, I, of course, have not been fucked in any hole, but I have had toys and things in all of my holes. It would be a really hard decision for me too. It really is a difficult question. And it's just because I have an incredibly sensitive mouth, and if I do things with my tongue in a sexual way, whether it's like sucking on my fingers or a dildo or you know, toy, whatever, I am actually able to, have little, like, little orgasms, basically. I kind of think that when I actually give a blowjob or go down on a woman, I may actually be able to come from just doing that. excuse me, because that's how my tongue is. I don't have enough experience with my ass to know whether that would be, like, it tops. So currently for me, it would have to be my pussy, just because I fucking love G-spot orgasms. And I don't think I could not have them. So I would go with my pussy. But God, I would miss everything else. So again, I'll allow the birthday as the day you can basically fuck in any hole and every hole you want. Cause I would do it. Okay. Would you fuck a clone of yourself? Fuck yes. Why wouldn't I? You all have heard me. Who wouldn't want two of me? I mean, I would totally like to fuck myself. I would love to be able to see what I look like when I come, like to see my face, to see my body and the aftershock thing. And I mean, I've heard myself on recordings and I will be honest, my voice turns me on at times. So I would love to be able to fuck myself. I would love to be able to fuck myself and make myself squirt all over me, because that would be enjoyable. That said, on a side note, I would really love there to be two of me and the third person that I could fuck, because I've done that audio where there's two of me, and that is now something that I would really like to be able to do. And I wish we would perfect human cloning so I could have a clone of myself and be able to just go, you know, fuck somebody with the two of me. That would be a really, really, really fun night. fun night, day, week, month, long, long, long time. Okay, 9. Would you rather be louder or quieter when you come? A lot of people interpreted this in various different ways. The way that I think of it is, consider how you come now. Are you louder? Are you quiet? Would you rather be quieter than you are now, or louder than you are now? And myself, since you've all heard me, I would like to be quieter. I would really like to not make as much noise as I do. I would love to not scream the way I do. I would love to be able to have silent orgasms that didn't have to involve me with panties shoved in my mouth and being in public. I would just love to not scream like I'm fucking possessed when I come. It would be nice. So for me, I really want to be quieter. If you were tied to your bed and at someone's mercy, who would you like to be tormented by? Oh, so many people. There are a substantial amount of GWA posters that I would enjoy being at their mercy. I am not going to name names. I'm fairly sure that a lot of you know who you are. Maybe some of you don't. Maybe some of you will very soon. Who knows? I may tell you. I may tell you privately or not. Might just have to think maybe it's you. But needless to say, there are a lot. In my real life, there are a couple people I know that I would really like to be tied up and tormented by. I'm not going to say who. I probably shouldn't have said, who, because I know a lot of people aren't going to want to say who, but I really wasn't expecting anyone to, name names. But anyway, there are some people that I've known since I was, there's two guys that I've known since I was, I was a kid when I first met him, and he's a lifelong friend. And the other one I've known since I was 19. Unfortunately, they are both married, and I don't cheat. But I would love to be at either of their mercy. And there are a few other people. One in particular, again, won't name names. He knows who he is. Yep. Talking about you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know who you are. I would let him tie me up. Again, I'm not going to say who. We'll see if he hears this and and figures out who he is. Yeah. And there's also some women. As I said, quite a few on GWA. I have a list. I have a list of people that I would let torment me. It is so wrong. Oh god, I'm such a masochist. Yeah, okay. 11. If someone in the world, someone you don't know, died every time you had an orgasm, would you still have them or stop completely? Now, there were a lot of people who commented on the moral implications of this question. Some people said it was just horrible. I would have more, and this makes me just a horrible person, but, you know, I don't know if I would have more. I'd probably just stick with what I have, which is, and that's just because I don't think I'm actually capable of having more than I already have, although I would still, try. I know that makes me sound horrible that I would do that, but I don't know the people who are dying. And I don't fucking care. I'm an awful, awful person. I don't think I would have a moral issue with it. I mean, our world is very overpopulated. And to be honest, we could use, some people to, there is no way I can answer this question without coming across as the most awful person to live. And the more I think about it, would I be able to deal with the fact that people die because I come? I could. I'm just sadistic enough that I could. And I think that would be the only time in my life that I'd be sadistic is that, but then again, I'm a really nice person and I don't like hurting people. So knowing that people were dying, oh God, but I wouldn't be able to stop because I can't, if I go like a day without an orgasm, I get snippy at people. And frankly, here's the way that I look at it. This is what I've come to terms with right now. If I stopped having orgasms altogether, I would go crazy, snap, and probably hurt or kill people. So it would just be a bad thing. So if I'm having orgasms and people are dying, they're going to die anyway, because I will go completely fucking insane without coming. possibly. I really would. So, and I don't know who the people are. And the thing is, you're not going to know who you killed. It's not like somebody's going to go, oh, hey, this is how I figure. It's not going to be you have an orgasm, somebody dies, and you are told, oh, this person died because you came. That's not what's going to happen. It's just that you're going to know that every time you had an orgasm, somebody did die somewhere in the world. You won't know who. So in that respect, I could live with it. However, if I was told that this person died every time, I probably would feel awful and have fewer. But then I would get really frustrated. Oh, God, I'm a terrible human being for writing this question. Oh, my God. I am so sorry. Oh, God. I can't. There's no way of getting around the moral implications of this question. Oh, my God. And because I have such a guilty conscience, I would feel wretched every time I came. This is an awful question. This is a terrible question. Who wrote this question? Oh, God, I did. Okay, alright, I apologize for that question, everybody, I really do. Okay, I'm gonna move on now. You've been given the opportunity to have the most earth-shattering, mind-altering, sea-heaven-inducing orgasm ever, but you only get one. You'll never have another one like it again. Would you do it? Now, this means you will never have another orgasm like the earth-shattering one, but you'll have, like, anything else, like all the other ones that aren't as good as that, but they're still obviously good. A lot of people have said, you know, the daily orgasms, the regular ones, are pretty fucking good, and they are. and here's the thing about this question. I have had earth-shattering, mind-altering, sea-heaven-inducing orgasms. I have them on a fairly regular basis. Quite a lot of you have heard some of them. I think the strongest ones that I've had have not been recorded. and some of those were pretty fucking intense. So if there was something that was stronger than what I have, I would be really tempted to have it. But the thing is that knowing that I would never have it again, then it would be like, well, now I really want it, but I'll never have it again, but I fucking want it. So one of two things would happen. Either one, it would be like, I want it, but I can't have it again, so I just have to live with that. Or I want it, I can't have it again, but I can do everything in my power to try, which just means lots and lots and lots of orgasms trying to achieve that. And it would become like chasing the dragon in orgasm form. So I'm not sure. Part of me would, just to be able to experience something that intense, although if it was that intense, it might break me, and then another part of me is just like, you know what, I'm good with what I have, I don't really need to know that there's something better, and like I said about the breaking, that's the other thing, part of me worries that if I have something stronger than what I have now, it would just end my orgasms, because I would probably die. So part of me would really want to do it, and part of me wouldn't. Probably the part of me that wants to see what it's like would win out. So I would end up doing it. So, yeah. Okay, so that is all of the questions, and holy fuck, I just rambled on for almost 38 minutes. I am sorry for my long-winded response to my few questions, but what I did prove is that even though there are very few questions in this one, you can stretch it out to really long, apparently. If you're like me and you just talk and talk and talk. Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. So I am probably going to end up making more of these questions because I really do enjoy it. So keep your eye out for those. I will try and make them even more twisted than these ones. And okay. If you made it this far, you're awesome. Thank you. And I will see you all with my next audio. Okay, bye.